stepping up security at the high court. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Crews working late into the night in Washington, erecting a non-climbable security fence around the U.S. Supreme Court building 2 days after a draft opinion was leaked.
Associate Justice Samuel Alito was slated to appear at a judicial conference today, but Reuters reports he canceled his appearance. Justice Clarence Thomas and the court's Chief Justice John Roberts are also scheduled to attend, although it's unclear if they too will choose not to appear. Alito's cancellation comes after days of often intense protests outside the court and nationwide, sparked by Politico's publication of his draft opinion calling for the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Sean Lanchel in Washington. Tornadoes have torn a path through eastern Oklahoma, hitting the town of Seminole.
Tornado blew right through downtown Seminole. This is off Main Street. Businesses lining the street here. Destroyed, damaged, trees are uprooted, power lines are down.
Reporter Sarah Smith of Fox 25 in Oklahoma City. Since then, up to 8 inches of rain has fallen, triggering a flash flood watch for most of eastern Oklahoma. Another tornado has destroyed homes and businesses in Lockett, Texas, northwest of Fort Worth. In Atlanta, a fatal confrontation between a police officer and a suspect.
There was some discussion going on, and then immediately there was a struggle. The struggle involved the officer's gun. The struggle went on for several minutes. At the conclusion of that struggle, the officer discharged his firearm and the suspect was transported to a local hospital.
Atlanta's Police Chief Charles Hampton says the suspect later died. The officer now on administrative leave as the investigation begins. Former President Trump's oldest son has appeared in private before the House Select Committee investigating the incursion at the U.S. Capitol building last year. Donald Trump Jr. attended a rally in Washington that preceded the march to the Capitol. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Some Republican lawmakers taking steps to dissolve the new disinformation board at the Department of Homeland Security.
The bill introduced by GOP Senator Josh Hawley is really top to bottom. Not only would it dissolve the information disinformation board, it would ensure the board could never be reestablished, prevent DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from using other parts of Homeland Security to censor information, and it would also require Mayorkas to turn over all documents written or recorded on exactly how the board was established in the first place. Meantime, during a Senate Homeland Security hearing, Secretary Mayorkas doubled down on the disinformation board, saying the new department is actually meant to ensure our free speech.
Fox's Trace Gallagher reports Secretary Mayorkas says he didn't properly describe the Disinformation Governance Board when he revealed its existence to lawmakers last week. Officials at the Biden administration say they've begun expelling Cubans and Nicaraguans to Mexico under the pandemic-related powers that deny migrants a chance to seek asylum, expanding the use of the rule known as Title 42, even as the White House has been trying to end it. Secretary of State Antony Blinken testing positive for COVID-19, said to be mildly symptomatic and isolating. In Tacoma, Washington, a candy store owner accused of stabbing a homeless person to death with a sword.
Cops say the clerk told them he slashed the homeless woman to death because he was tired of her hanging around the shop. Police say that when they got to the scene, the woman was already dead, the suspect gone. But they say he later turned himself in. Police say the man killed the woman just one day after his release from a hospital where he'd been treated for mental health issues. Advocates say violence against the homeless is increasing in the United States. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.